The Jimmy Ivey Sexy Cool Lounge is an inspirational podcast spreading positive energy and only good vibes into the universe through personal discovery, empowerment, and self-love awareness. Now, please join me in the Sexy Cool Lounge with our creator and host, Jimmy Ivey.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, wherever you might be listening to this episode, right? And may your vibe be cruising at an altitude that is so sexy cool. So as always at the beginning of every episode, I just want to give thanks to Vibe Nation and to all my new listeners around the world. Man, I could not do this without you, all right? I really appreciate your time and your effort to just continue to be a part of my journey and allowing me to sprinkle some positive energy and good vibes only along your journey through the universe, right? So if you want to check out any one of a previous episode, please go on over to the website, www.sexycoollounge.com, and check out any episode between 1 and 119, with this being episode number 120, right? We've had some amazing guests come through our studio, and we've talked about so many different inspiring and motivating topics that I'm sure that there's something that will fuel your soul, all right? If you're on social media, Instagram, give us a follow at Sexy Cool Lounge. You guys know you can always catch me on Facebook, send me a friend request, and I will accept. And follow the podcast on any one of your podcast platforms. You name it, we're there. Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Audible Books, Amazon Music. We are on all of them. So just find Jimmy Ivey Sexy Cool Lounge Podcast and subscribe, hit that notification and let us do our thing. And if you have an Alexa, please ask her, say, Alexa, play Jimmy Ivey Sexy Cool Lounge Podcast, and she will do that for you as well. All right. So housekeeping is out of the way and we are now on to episode number 120. Now I wanted to title this one, It's Your Aura, Energy, and Electricity, right? The jealousy vibe. And for the context of this episode, I felt like I wanted to highlight some things that are not necessarily materialistic, but have everything to do with your energy and some people and how they absorb it, right? Unfortunately, right? So I want to start it off this way. I feel like most people aren't really jealous of the things you have, right? Or even the way you look, for that matter, right? Let's take this frequency to a higher level, right? I feel like it's your energy, your aura, and your electricity, right? It's about the vibe that you emit, right? It kind of shakes them up a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? And I think it just kind of awakens some of those lower level frequencies within them that remind them that they could do better, but they choose not to. Kind of feel what I'm saying, family? So for me, jealousy isn't, like I said, about being materialistic, right? People can envy how others love you. Show love to you, right? Have love for you, right? Now you kind of see where I'm going with this, right? It's not about the materialistic. It's about that whole energy frequency, right? Sometimes people envy the way you handled a situation that they couldn't. Think about that. Maybe what would have broken them didn't break you. Right? I think sometimes they envy because something they couldn't get past was just a breeze for you. You ever think about that, family? Right? And as unfortunate as that is, it is still part of the reality, right? I think because the jealous person, right? I mean, they can have these things. They can do these things, right? And maybe even more, for that matter, okay? But I feel like what causes jealousy, if we really want to get to like the nuts and bolts of this, is your essence, right? Your energy. And what I mean by that, it's like how you carry yourself. We talked about the aura, right? The way you manage your values, right? The things that make you shine and that no one can ever turn off. There are people that are jealous of that, right? And sometimes it could just be as simple as what they thought would have broken you didn't. Remember, I just talked about that. And some people can't stand to see you hold your head up high, right? Some people envy your intelligence and how you can make things happen. Wow. How you can make things happen. I feel like sometimes that people can have more than you, right? And still be jealous of you. I mean, just think about that. Someone has more than you, but they still can be jealous of you, right? Jealousy often stems from lack of self-awareness, self-assurance, right? Low vibrational frequency. And it isn't always about possessions. Again, the materialistic, right? Someone might envy you because of how you've loved, how kind you are, and confident you are. And someone doing better than you can still be envious of you. Please keep that in mind, family. Jealousy doesn't come from what someone has, but rather who they are as a person. It is a reflection of their own insecurities, which can't be concealed with wealth, relationships, or social life, right? I feel like there are times when people can still be full on the outside, right? They give off this whole image, okay? And it could be with material possessions, all right? But they can still be empty on the inside, family. Still be empty on the inside. And I want to highlight all of this because I want you to understand and I want you to be aware, okay? Sometimes people are watching you, right? They may even be trying to compete with you. And they might just be envious of your aura and how you live in your truth. Marinate on that. As crazy as it sounds, man. And I'm gonna say this because there's really no other way for me to say it, okay? People who get jealous of like their friends, to me, are weird, right? There it is, I said it. People who get jealous of their own friends, yeah, are weird. If you're a real friend, okay, seeing someone happy and succeeding should mean everything to you. And it should mean everything to them, right? Even if that means them doing better than you. Think about that. I'll say it one more time. If you're a real friend, if they're a real friend, seeing them happy and succeeding would mean everything to you or to them. Even if it means them doing better than you. And that's why I chose to make this episode. It's your aura. It's your electricity. And it's your energy, man. And sometimes that's all about a jealousy vibe. But no matter what, continue to love yourself. Love yourself enough to radiate your vibe, family. And never forget, that even though we do not have as much as others, man, we still have more than others. So let's continue to put good vibes into this universe so we can always get good vibes back. I'm Jimmy Ivey, and I love you guys. Thank you so much for still being a part of my journey. And now that we're over the 100 mark, as we head on to 150 and 200 episodes, thank you for being a part of my journey, and thank you for just always being in my corner. I love you guys to the moon and back, and I'll see you on the next episode.